The Voice of Business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to another powerful and entertaining edition of Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, bringing you the fascinating stories and interviews with America's most successful entrepreneurs. When Legends of Success began in January of 2002, I made a commitment to you to invite guests on this show who have not only made it to the top, but got there by doing the right thing. And since then, we have learned a lot from these guests who have been kind enough to open up their personal and often very private lives to share their histories with us. In the world of entertainment, superstars such as Billy Joel, Garth Brooks, the Eagles, Elton John, and the Dixie Chicks have all come to rely on today's guest and his family-owned business. In the world of conventions, clients have included Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Reagan, as well as Billy Graham and Pope John Paul II. So who is this company, and what exactly do they do? Well, their name is Clare Brothers Systems, and they are the world's leader in providing premium sound systems for concerts, conventions, and other live events, and trace their humble beginnings to the basement of a modest home in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Today, it is a privilege to introduce you to the co-founder of Clare Brothers and our guest, Roy Clare. Roy, welcome to Legends of Success.
John, thanks for that incredible introduction.
It's all true, Roy.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, the history shows it. You know, Roy, there really is no intro that can actually describe and do justice what Clare Brothers actually does and what you encompass. So before we trace your roots and go back in history, give me an overview and give the listeners an overview of Clare Brothers Systems as it exists today.
Basically, we have our main facility in Lititz, Pennsylvania, and the accounts, whether it be the managers, the production managers, the tour managers, the promoter, whoever it is, calls our shop, does the deal for the group that they have in mind for touring. We get the equipment together there at the shop. It's almost like a supermarket of speakers, microphones, and every piece of electronic gear that you can imagine. Get it together, put it in a truck, and ship it to the first place where they're going to either perform or practice.
Absolutely. And you do have several divisions. You not only have touring, but you manufacture cabinets and other things as well.
That's true. In that particular, in Lititz, we have a company called Systems, which obviously you gave this name, but the official name of the touring company is Clare Brothers Audio Enterprises Incorporated. And then we have Clare Brothers Audio and Clare Brothers Systems Incorporated, which actually build and sell equipment for clubs and restaurants and theaters and whoever needs sound.
And now, I mean, today you are the world's leader in this type of production. But let's go back just for a second and let's talk about you started this out, you and your brother Gene, and you each have two sons in the business, correct?
It was my brother and I. And then obviously, after our sons became of age, they joined the company, and now they're essentially running the other two divisions that I just mentioned.
Well, let's go back to the roots, Roy. I believe you're born in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And tell us what it was like from the beginning as we move through some history here.
Okay, well, we're from Lititz originally, obviously born and raised in Lititz, Pennsylvania. And as you can imagine, in the beginning, that did put a slight imposition on our business because it's hard to get credibility coming from a small town.
And with competitors from such major cities as L.A. and Chicago, et cetera.
Yeah, you can imagine what that looked like on the rider. New York, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, L.A., Lititz.
Lititz, Pennsylvania, absolutely. But when you grew up, your parents, you came from a great family, from what I understand. And your dad, I think, originally was a factory worker, wasn't he?
There you go. Made a large impression on my brother and I. Started out working in a factory because came from a poor background, so you know, you have to start somewhere. And then decided that he wanted to be an entrepreneur, quit the factory, and opened up his own grocery store. So we felt as though this was possibly, you know, one of those things that spurred us on and made us feel as though one can start with humble beginnings and work their way up. Even though it's small for him, it was working his way up.
I mean, it was his world at that time. And you had mentioned earlier to me in a conversation that he really backed you guys. I mean, you and your brother, Gene, he was always there for you.
What a support. You know, we obviously, he's not living anymore. But while he was, I can't say enough about how he praised my brother and I for almost all the things that, you know, went on in our lives. And sometimes a little too much, because in the community, he was known as a bragger, and obviously that's not always positive, but it does help those who are being bragged about, because you tend to feel special when someone keeps telling you you are special. And I think coming from Lititz, Pennsylvania, it didn't hurt, because here we were, these two Lititzites, that actually felt as though there wasn't anything that we couldn't do, because our father instilled that message that, listen, you can do it. And just because you're from Lititz, Pennsylvania, doesn't mean that you don't have the qualities to do anything you want to do.
What a gift, because that really helped create the foundation of everything you've done with your confidence in your life, hasn't it, Roy?
Absolutely.
You know, Roy, starting out, you told me, and maybe you can tell the listeners, that sound and doing things with sound was really a hobby. I mean, you started out, what, Easter egg hunts and what else? How did this all begin?
Well, you know, when I think about it, everything that you do when you're a child, you know, when you finally sit back and reflect upon what was it that actually made the difference in your life to help you do whatever you did get to where you were. And I realized that a lot of it was luck. You know, we have to say we were very lucky. However, you got to be prepared. You know, that lucky day is going to come, but it's not always nice to at least be ready and prepared for that luck. So everything we did as children seemed to prepare us for what the eventual outcome was. And I say that such as, you know, Boy Scouting, you know, tying ropes and things. All these things actually, when we got to get into the sound business, you know, rigging and all those things came into effect. You know, even as you know, we did sound as a hobby, and we did the local Easter egg hunt, and we did, you know, the dances at our school, you know, the varsity hops as they call them, and the lessons there were very easy. Don't have any feedback. Have nice, clean, clear sound, and you know, and there you go. So. Our earlier life, I must say, in Lititz, Pennsylvania, did help us achieve what it was that was in the future.
It's incredible, because you really started out, I think, with a couple of small PA horns and a cheap, inexpensive amplifier, and you're doing these dance hops and things at the school auditorium. But at one time, didn't you have your heart set on sports as well?
Oh, absolutely. And there again, didn't hurt us in the future because playing sports gave you the muscle, gave you the stamina, all of those things which were necessary even in the sound business when once we became in that sound business. You know, at one time we didn't know what we were going to do. We thought maybe we would be athletes, but it soon became apparent that that wasn't where our future would be.
You know, and the transition came that once you made your mind up, we're not going into support, into sports, this is not going to be a professional activity we're going to pursue, you focused on the hobby and what you love so much, and we come right back. We're going to talk about how you went from those original days of dance hops and fire halls to some of the medium and large size halls and became today the largest provider of premium sound systems of touring acts in the world, among other divisions. My guest today is Roy Clare of Clare Brothers in Lititz, Pennsylvania. This is Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. We responded to your calls and emails and now post each week's show for you to listen to free of charge at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And now, some legendary advice from the legends of success. Travelocity is one of the most successful online businesses ever. The president and CEO is Michelle Palooza.
Young people starting out, students getting out of school, graduating. What advice do you have for them who are really challenged with how they're going to move forward?
More than anything else, prioritize working for people who, so more than compensation, more than job title, more than location, more than industry, prioritize working for people who will make you better. So people who you think are talented, whose integrity you think is outstanding, prioritize working for those kind of people, because I guarantee you your career will advance by leaps and bounds, and your knowledge base and your wisdom will advance by leaps and bounds if you're surrounded by exceptionally talented people. So far more important than compensation, than titles, than location, than industry, I think it's working and being surrounded by super talented people.
To learn more about the Legends, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. We took a break a moment ago. Roy Clare was explaining to us of how they started to make a transition from doing dances and providing sound at dances and fire halls. And then, Roy, things started to happen after high school and college. It became interesting. I believe your brother went off to work for an electronics company, which led to some kind of an opportunity. Am I right?
There you go. We have to, first of all, remember that when we were doing sound as a hobby, I must tell you that it was the most exciting, exhilarating thing, even though it was the simplest show or gig, you know, it was the most exhilarating and fun thing. And you can imagine in the back of our minds, we're saying, if only we could do this as a livelihood. So now sets the stage for what's coming. You know, obviously, we were doing this as a hobby, and eventually we start working in the local area building speaker cabinets, because we had bought a reconing company, and we start building speaker cabinets, and it allowed us to get to know the local music industry, and started building speakers for the local music stores and selling them to local musicians, and occasionally musicians that came from other states and played the local clubs. So, you know, we were having a good time in the music business, both of us. I was going to school. My brother was had a job at Barbie Electronics.
Now, excuse me for 1 second. The reconing, for the listeners that don't understand that is the repair of speakers, correct?
Right. You take a speaker that's been damaged, whether the cone's been torn or the voice coil's been burnt, whatever it is. You take everything out of the metal basket that holds the speaker cone, and you replace that with new parts. And that's one of the businesses that we had when we were young.
Now, rumor says that when your brother was working for an electronics company, they didn't do that kind of work, but somebody came in and said, you know, is this available? Or he found that en route somewhere.
Right. Well, specifically, Franklin and Marshall College were looking for a sound company to do their weekly events. The Student Union Board at Franklin and Marshall College were very active in promoting concerts.
Okay.
So the F&M representative came in and asked my brother, who was behind the counter, if Barbie Electronics did sound for concerts. And my brother said, no, but my brother and I do. And that's when we got our big start.
That was the big time. So these bands, and these weren't the largest acts. These were ones on the way up or the way down.
No, and actually at F&M, these were the premier acts. They had at that time a 4,000-seat facility, and they attracted the top bands in the country.
Wow. So these were the biggest ones. Are going
absolutely.
F&M. That's right, because they built that new as like a gymnasium.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. They had all these big acts. So F&M finds out. We're making the transition. You're building. You're getting to build a heck of a reputation. And what made your cabinet so unique that these national acts wanted you doing their work out of Lititz, Pennsylvania, Roy?
Well, you know, when I was building the cabinets, I remember a lesson from the fair days. You know, when you used to go to the farm show, there was that game where you threw the ball in the bucket, and if it stayed in, you won, and if it bounced out, you lost.
Yeah, but it never went in.
No, and I found out what the story was there. That was wood. It was a wooden bucket, and there was a person behind that bucket pulling a metal string, tightening the wood and loosening the wood. When the wood was loose, the ball would stay. When they tighten it, the ball would bounce out. So that made an impression on me, that you can actually tighten and loosen wood. So when we start getting into the speaker business and I start building speakers, I realized that tight wood would make the speaker sound better and loose wood made the speaker sound worse. So I tightened the speaker box to make the speaker more efficient. And this seemed to be a little novel for the day, because no one else seemed to be catching on to this concept.
So this was your secret, because I think before, one of the biggest complaints in the old days is that sound would leak out through the sides and the back. It would resonate.
Absolutely. Cabinets weren't built as tight as they should have been.
So you came up with this unique Hilaire
Isn't
Brothers
that incredible?
Formula.
So simple, but so difficult.
So all of a sudden, you're starting to get well-known, and you're working F&M, and wasn't there at one point you started to work with the Four Seasons? How did that transpire? Because they were very big in your career.
Absolutely. Well, you know, our first concert was Dionne Warwick, and that went well. And the second concert were the Four Seasons, and they seemed to be, very interested in the new cabinets that I had just built. And I was curious as to why, a performer was that interested. So as the night went on, they came in, and then we went down to the dressing room and talked to them, and they thought that was unique, that sound people were interested in telling how to get the most out of the sound system, and they were impressed with that. To make a long story short, they liked the concert. The next show they went to was in Allentown. They didn't like what they had there because in those days, you used whoever provided the sound for the particular city.
There was no such thing as touring sound systems.
There was no touring sound company.
So you would show up from bands would show from place to place and be at the mercy of whatever and whoever was there.
Absolutely. So at Allentown, apparently, when they went for their sound check, it was terrible. So they remembered the night before at F&M, and they called the local radio station, which happened to be WLAN, and Chuck Raymond, who dates way back. And Chuck was kind enough to find where we were and tell us that the Four Seasons were interested in acquiring us in Allentown. And I can tell you from there, it was just pure luck.
So at this point, you're making the transition that bands are now starting to look to go on the road, but you're one of the pivotal events that got bands to take these systems on the road, because I know you made a bit of a sales pitch, sales presentation to Frankie Valli and the management about taking us on the road, which was kind of unheard of in those days. And what was the presentation, a little sales presentation you made to management?
Well, I said, obviously, if you like what we do, why don't you take us on the road with you? We'd love to give you this uniform sound everywhere you go. And it's the management said, it's funny you mention that, because our lead singer, Frankie Valli, was wondering if that's a possibility. And ironically, you mention it, and why don't we call you about next week? We're doing three shows in Ohio and see if we can get together.
Now, did you ever think you'd get that call?
No. I thought that that'd be a normal show business routine, and we'd never hear from him again.
So what happened?
Lo and behold, they called on Monday, and we were totally excited. I can't tell you how thrilled we were to get that call.
Now, again, I want to reiterate that back then, this was
1966.
Again, bands didn't tour then the way they do now. There weren't tractor trailers full of equipment. You showed up, the sound system was there, you're stuck at the mercy of whatever the venue and the operator and the technician were. So you're trying to create a whole new opportunity of traveling with the bands.
A new industry. Can you imagine a sound industry doing something that you love so much and making it your daily job? I just couldn't imagine that happening.
Now, what are you, about 21 now? Your brother's 24 in around
exactly.
That age? When we get right back, we're going to find out how you actually did go on the road. You did talk them into it. And, folks, it comes back again that you've got to learn to create an event into an opportunity. Roy saw this opportunity. He saw what was going on, and he created it, made his presentation to management. And before you know it, these boys were off on the road, on their way to becoming the world's leader in premium sound systems anywhere, with some of the greatest guests and musical acts of our time. Our guest today is Roy Clare, the co-founder of Clare Brothers Systems and the leading sound system company for touring bands and conventions in the entire world. I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans have long wondered why seatbelts are required in just about every vehicle but school buses. Now that may change after recommendations are made for the first time ever by the National Transportation Safety Board that all new school buses have seatbelts.
Action on the safety recommendations issued and reiterated today constitute a crackdown, and such a crackdown is long overdue.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt talking to NBC News and saying the agency is making the new recommendation following an investigation prompted by two deadly crashes of school buses in 2016. 42 states don't currently require seatbelts on school buses. North Korea claims it's destroyed its nuclear test site, and a reporter for CBS says he did witness several large explosions there shortly before the announcement. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. My guest today is Roy Clare, co-founder of Clare Brothers Systems in Lititz, Pennsylvania, the world's number one provider of sound systems to concert tours, to conventions. Before we took a break, you, Frankie Valli, and the Four Seasons liked the sound system so much at F&M that the next day you're at the swim club, and I think this local disc jockey calls you, as the story goes, and you just mentioned before the break, he said, hey, you guys got to get to Allentown. They need you. And you went down, you did a gig with them, and all of a sudden you made a presentation. What kind of deal did you strike out?
Well, here's something very important. You know, there's a lot of things that happened, but the most important thing probably was we wanted to do sound, and we really didn't care about the money. It was just doing what we loved to do that made the difference. So it was hard to establish how much to charge, but what we did was gave them a price that was comparable to the one for Franklin and Marshall, which was very low. You know, it was about $95 a night. And we thought that that would be, you know, very fair. And we didn't realize then that when you talk to management, it doesn't matter what you mention, it's always too much. So he negotiated instead of 95, he said 90. And so obviously we said fine.
So you had to travel, you had to bring your sound systems on the road and survive the two of you for $90 a night.
Well, actually, only one of us. One of us went to begin with because we didn't, two weren't needed. Our equipment was such that one could do it. But we did provide the vehicle transportation, charged nothing for the meals, nothing for the miles, and just charge $95 a night, which was very low. But regardless, it had nothing to do with money. We were doing what we wanted to do. And I still contend to this day that money should never be the issue for what you want to do.
So if your
money will come automatically.
And you have to have the fortitude not to give up and follow that dream.
Exactly.
Well, so you must have, making that kind of money, you must have been staying in some pretty fancy hotels, right?
Well, if you call sleeping in the car fancy, you know, we saved everything we could because we knew that we would like to buy, as you know, more sound gear. So obviously our goal was to save as much money as possible and spend absolutely nothing on the road, as little as possible, and save the money and buy more sound gear because that's what we wanted to do.
Now, let me ask you, you know, you're on the road now. How did you get along with Frankie Valli? The story, as it goes, they were very instrumental in educating you about the business.
Absolutely. You know, coming from Lititz, Pennsylvania does have its slight drawbacks, you know, that you come from a small town. It's not as though you know what's going on. So the Four Seasons took us under their wing and actually taught us a tremendous amount about show business. For the first year, it was actually fun. They had fun with us because they would have to laugh occasionally at some of the things that we did, and actually they even laugh about our haircuts, and it just went on and on, and we had such a good time, and they were so good to us at teaching us the business and taking care of us.
Now, you also had a fortuitous event, or you had met the lighting director and got to know him, and that created another opportunity. I believe this lighting director had some very big acts that he worked with when he wasn't with the Four Seasons. Am I correct?
Right. Well, when they were in the New York City area, they would have this lighting director come in and do the larger shows for him, and we got to be friends. And he was also in the sound business, and through that, he had an account that he couldn't take care of, so he told the promoter to call my brother and I, because it was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the name of the group was Cream, and we all know they were English at the time: Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Jack Bruce.
And this is at the Spectrum?
Absolutely. So here we were doing small shows all over the East Coast with the Four Seasons, and this was our first big chance to do a large show with a large group.
Now, this is incredible, because I remember back in those days that Electric Factory concerts pretty much controlled that spectrum. How did you get an opportunity to come in? Because they were pretty fierce competitors.
Absolutely. What we didn't know at the time is there was another promoter other than Electric Factory who bought Cream, and obviously then hired us to do the sound. And I remember at the end of the concert, there were Electric Factory promotion people there, and they came up to us and said, who are you people? Where do you come from? Are you New York? Are you a New York sound company? And we said, no, we're from Lititz, Pennsylvania. And I can remember the look on their face. They just couldn't believe that a company from Lititz could be in the Spectrum doing the Cream. And then they said, well, listen, you know, we're from Electric Factory, and occasionally we need sound for our promotions in Electric Factory and the Spectrum. Could you give us your card, and could we call you? Of course, no problem at all. So approximately 1 week, and Electric Factory called us and said that the Jefferson Airplane truck broke down and that they need a sound company quickly. So we jumped in a truck and went to Philadelphia, and at that time, the airplane were probably the most critical and critical people of sound in the industry. They would make it very difficult because they had this rider that you had to provide 115 dB of sound at 15 feet, decreasing 3 dB every 15 feet thereafter.
They had to bring a scientist with them.
Oh, absolutely. And they took pride in making sure that you could do this. They had a sound pressure meter and the whole nine yards. And we were told that sometimes they would cancel shows because the sound company that the promoter would hire couldn't do it. So they were that fussy about it. So we set the system up, and the guy cranked up the dB meter and found out that we were doing 5 more dB than the company that he had hired for tour.
Out of Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Can you imagine?
The Lititz
boys did 5 more dB than the top sound company in the world at that time.
And that must have been incredible. Now, who was the biggest back then? Shoko? Or
no, it was called Bill Hanley from Boston.
From Boston. He did
Woodstock, if anyone can remember Woodstock.
Yeah, right. Incredible. So now, I mean, what an opportunity. So you must have now been off to the races, am I correct, or did something happen here?
Well, we had because we're from Lititz, Pennsylvania, the Electric Factory actually told the airplane that it was their own sound company that was doing the sound that day, and rented our equipment, took it on tour with the airplane, copied it, and then went into business on their own.
That's absolutely incredible. Welcome to the music.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom-built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Professor Stuart Diamond of the Wharton School of Business. You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Our guest today is Roy Clare, the co-founder of Clare Brothers Systems out of Lititz, Pennsylvania, and the world's leader in premium sound systems, from television stages to the Grammys to the Billy Graham events. Pope John Paul II events have used them, and all the major acts in the world. So we look and reflect for a moment here, where anybody else could have been totally dejected that they had an opportunity with Jefferson Airplane and the Spectrum, and they got knocked out. As my friend from the Wharton School, John Eldred, would say, what have we learned from this experience?
Well, we know what goes around comes around, so it didn't matter to us. We were still having fun, and we knew that eventually the right things would happen, so it wasn't that much of a setback for us. We knew indirectly that the airplane actually knew that the original sound was done by another company, but Electric Factory had so much power that the airplane just used them.
You did rock the boat, but this led to an opportunity for you, because then it didn't force you, but it led you to then work concerts in the Cleveland area, where you became the number one choice and gave you connections from all around the world.
True. You know, from Philadelphia, we established a connection with promoters in Cleveland through the Four Seasons, incidentally, and they asked us to come out and do the concerts at the Public Auditorium. All the big names that were coming to Philadelphia were also coming to Cleveland. So we got a reputation in Cleveland with a lot of San Francisco bands. You know, it started those. That's where the money was coming from. You know, the more SPL and the louder you could make your sound, the more popular you were, the more in demand you were, the more money you could ask.
Well, you also had a connection. Didn't you go on the road with the Moody Blues that precipitated from Cleveland?
Absolutely. And now we're talking about the English invasion.
That's right. And you were there to catch that wave.
We were. We were very lucky. You know, the Moody Blues came over. We're famous for that Mellotron, which is now common, but at one time this was the talk of the music industry, the Mellotron. So we did a very successful show in Cleveland with the Moody Blues, and they took us on the road with them.
You know, Robert Mondavi Company, Michael Mondavi, the chairman, was a guest here, and he told a story that when he and his father were actually booted out of the family business, the Charles Krug Company, they had no money, they had nothing. His dad says, but you know, the glass is still 2% full, and we're going to make it work. And that's exactly what you did, Roy. We'll be back right after this break. This is Legends of Success.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans have long wondered why seatbelts are required in just about every vehicle but school buses. Now that may change after recommendations are made for the first time ever by the National Transportation Safety Board that all new school buses have seatbelts.
Action on the safety recommendations issued and reiterated today constitute a crackdown, and such a crackdown is long overdue.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt talking to NBC News and saying the agency is making the new recommendation following an investigation prompted by two deadly crashes of school buses in 2016. 42 states don't currently require seatbelts on school buses. North Korea claims it's destroyed its nuclear test site, and a reporter for CBS says he did witness several large explosions there shortly before the announcement. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Trump administration is now going to brief a bipartisan group of lawmakers later today concerning a confidential source in the Russia investigation. That's going to happen after a briefing for the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees is provided. The administration originally was going to make the bipartisan group have to wait until next week or later. A new NFL rule saying players have to either stand for the national anthem or stay in the locker room when it's played. The president says of that,
"Well, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country."
The president speaking in an interview on Fox and Friends. But New York Jets CEO Chris Johnson says his team will support kneelers, and he'll personally pay any fines imposed on the team if players choose to kneel in protest. The NAACP has also issued a statement critical of that new policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A jump when it comes to the nation's unemployment lines. The Labor Department reporting this morning 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 11,000 more than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in Missouri, Kentucky, Alabama, Michigan, and Mississippi. The U.S. is telling China to stay away from a large special exercise in the Pacific, a move that comes in response to what the Pentagon calls the Chinese militarization of islands in the disputed South China Sea. That area is a major trade route with multiple overlapping territorial claims. A Pentagon spokesman says there is strong evidence China has set up anti-ship missiles and electronic jammers near some of those islands. And if President Trump wants to continue using his Twitter account as a public forum, a judge says he must adhere to the First Amendment, which means no blocking other Twitter users. That's according to a Wednesday court ruling that says Twitter serves as a designated public forum and is protected under the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. So the judge added, their exclusion from the platform constitutes a breach of those rights. The court rejected arguments from Trump lawyers that the president's own First Amendment rights would be abridged if he wasn't allowed to block users. His lawyers now say they're considering what their next steps may be. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans have long wondered why seatbelts are required in just about every vehicle but school buses. Now that may change after recommendations are made for the first time ever by the National Transportation Safety Board that all new school buses have seatbelts.
Action on the safety recommendations issued and reiterated today constitute a crackdown, and such a crackdown is long overdue.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt talking to NBC News and saying the agency is making the new recommendation following an investigation prompted by two deadly crashes of school buses in 2016. 42 states don't currently require seatbelts on school buses. North Korea claims it's destroyed its nuclear test site, and a reporter for CBS says he did witness several large explosions there shortly before the announcement. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Trump administration is now going to brief a bipartisan group of lawmakers later today concerning a confidential source in the Russia investigation. That's going to happen after a briefing for the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees is provided. The administration originally was going to make the bipartisan group have to wait until next week or later. A new NFL rule saying players have to either stand for the national anthem or stay in the locker room when it's played. The president says of that,
well, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
The president speaking in an interview on Fox and Friends. But New York Jets CEO Chris Johnson says his team will support kneelers, and he'll personally pay any fines imposed on the team if players choose to kneel in protest. The NAACP has also issued a statement critical of that new policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A jump when it comes to the nation's unemployment lines. The Labor Department reporting this morning 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 11,000 more than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in Missouri, Kentucky, Alabama, Michigan, and Mississippi. The U.S. is telling China to stay away from a large special exercise in the Pacific, a move that comes in response to what the Pentagon calls the Chinese militarization of islands in the disputed South China Sea. That area is a major trade route with multiple overlapping territorial claims. A Pentagon spokesman says there is strong evidence China has set up anti-ship missiles and electronic jammers near some of those islands. And if President Trump wants to continue using his Twitter account as a public forum, a judge says he must adhere to the First Amendment, which means no blocking other Twitter users. That's according to a Wednesday court ruling that says Twitter serves as a designated public forum and is protected under the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. So the judge added their exclusion from the platform constitutes a breach of those rights. The court rejected arguments from Trump lawyers that the president's own First Amendment rights would be abridged if he wasn't allowed to block users. His lawyers now say they're considering what their next steps may be. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning, at 10:59. Starting a little early today. It is 77 degrees in Flemington, and it is sunny and clear with a slight breeze. See, no adjectives. I've put them at the end, Jim. Forecast for today is more of the same, and tonight, clear with a low around 52. That was last night. Let's refresh the page. Today, sunny with a high near 82. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 84, light southwest wind becoming west at 6 to 11 miles an hour. Doesn't that mean Mary Poppins is on her way when only the wind changes direction?
Only if it comes in from the east.
I did. Nobody trusts me.
I think you're flying solo today. I don't see myself on your little webcast.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
go get him. No, go get him before he leaves.